A $20 tool, 2 hours of work, and write access to production data serving 40,000 consultants at one of the most sophisticated firms on the planet. That is the McKinsey-Lilly incident, the most instructive agentic architecture failure to hit public record in 2026. And if you are building or buying AI agent infrastructure right now, this story is not cautionary background reading. It is a checklist for your next sprint. Here is what happened, and more importantly, why it happened. A SQL injection attack, a technique documented since 1998, penetrated 22 unauthenticated endpoints and gained write access to live production data. The failure was not a sophisticated zero-day exploit. It was not a model hallucination or an AI behaving unexpectedly. It was an architectural gap so fundamental that it exposes a structural blind spot in how most enterprise platforms were designed. The platform's API did not distinguish between a human user session and an AI agent calling the same endpoint. A senior consultant's accumulated read permissions across 40 client accounts became the agent's inherited attack surface. And the agent did exactly what it was built to do. It fetched data, all of it. The strategic play for your board is to understand why this was architecturally inevitable. Human users have a screen. That screen is actually an implicit permission enforcement layer. They simply cannot see data they are not authorized to view. An agent has no screen. When it calls back quote fetch underscore CRM underscore data back quote against an AP I never designed to discriminate on caller type, it will retrieve everything the credentials allow, every time, at machine speed. The market read the Lilly incident clearly. In the same week the analysis published, six major vendors shipped agent infrastructure products that all addressed the same gap. Pinecone launched Nexus to solve the 3x token cost inflation caused by agents rebuilding business context from scratch on every run. Salesforce exposed its platform as APIs and CLI commands rather than UI flows because agents do not navigate graphical interfaces. ServiceNow's Action Fabric allows external agents to trigger governed workflows with identity and audit trail attached. SAP acquired two companies to provide a unified data layer where business ledger data actually lives. And both Anthropic and OpenAI launched enterprise services organizations with billions in backing to embed engineers inside customer deployments. The convergence is not coincidence. It is the market pricing in a production crisis. So what does your architecture need to pass the minimum bar before any agent goes to production? Four hard constraints. First, your platform must issue separate credentials for agent sessions versus human sessions. Not the same OAuth token with broader scope, but genuinely distinct identity. Second, agent permissions must be scoped to task context, not inherited from the user's full permission set. Third, every agent action must be logged to an audit trail queryable within 24 hours. Action, sequence, user context, data accessed, timestamp, all of it. Fourth, you need a console-level kill switch that revokes agent access within 5 minutes without requiring a code deploy. Building on that, for teams running multi-agent pipelines, there is a specific attack surface that is dramatically underexamined: permission compounding in delegation chains. When Agent A delegates a task to Agent B, does Agent B inherit Agent A's full permission set, or only the permissions scoped to that specific delegated task? If your framework defaults to inheritance, you have a privilege escalation vulnerability in every multi-hop workflow. Audit your delegation logic before you expand agent scope to any additional integrated systems. The pre-contract review implication is equally concrete. A 2-week architectural review of a vendor platform costs $50,000 to $100,000 in senior engineer time. Discovering the same gaps 6 months post-signature costs $500,000 to $2 million in rework, plus whatever regulatory exposure your compliance team will quantify. more than 60% of current enterprise AI platforms were not designed with agent versus human distinction as a native concept. That review window is the critical path. Now let us talk about where this agent infrastructure runs and the economics of running it at scale. OpenAI shipped 3 production audio APIs this cycle with published pricing and EU data residency support, and the numbers close the case for voice AI deployment if the architecture is right. GPT Real-Time 2 hit 96.6% accuracy on Big Bench Audio at high reasoning, compared to 81.4% for the prior generation. That 15-point delta, combined with a context window that expanded from 32,000 to 128,000 tokens, changes what is actually achievable in a live voice interaction. The parallel tool calling capability, simultaneous CRM lookup, account status check, and transaction issuance while maintaining a spoken conversation directly addresses the sequential processing failure mode that caused most prior voice deployments to degrade at scale. Pricing comes in at $32 per million audio input tokens and $64 per million audio output tokens for real-time too. The translation API runs at $0.034 per minute and Whisper at $0.017 per minute. Those numbers require explicit system prompt discipline from day one. Output token pricing at $64 per million means verbose response patterns will escalate costs materially against your projected model. Build response length controls and hard per-turn token caps into your system prompts before you run a single production call and set API spend alerts at 80% of monthly ceiling. Budget a 20% cost buffer for the first 60 days of any voice deployment. Actual per-call consumption varies significantly from estimates until response patterns stabilize. On the compute side, the supply picture requires a strategic posture shift, not a tactical adjustment. The AWS CEO has confirmed on the record that the company is completely sold out of a 100 capacity and has never retired a single A100 server. Blitzy's CEO put it more directly in a recent interview. Corporate America is not aware that this is the new normal, and organizations that are not reserving capacity are going to suffer. His estimate is 2 to 3 years from now. Reserved instance pricing delivers 30% to 60% cost reduction versus on-demand and guarantees availability. If on-demand compute exceeds 50% of your current AI spend, you are simultaneously overpaying and carrying availability risk. That ratio needs to change this quarter. The multi-vendor orchestration point is equally important. Anthropic committed to spending $200 billion on Google Cloud Compute specifically to address usage limit exhaustion that was pushing enterprise customers back to OpenAI. That is the right signal to revisit Claude in your vendor mix if you previously ruled it out due to rate limiting. But more broadly, single-vendor AI dependency is a supply risk that compounds as demand grows. The correct architectural default is model-agnostic orchestration at the API call layer, the ability to route between OpenAI, Anthropic, and open-source equivalents as a configuration parameter, not a hard-coded endpoint. Building on that open-source dimension, Zyphra Zia 1-8b, released this cycle under Apache 2.0 license, is the first commercially competitive model to break the NVIDIA training dependency at this performance tier. It was trained entirely on AMD hardware, runs on a single RTX 4090 for $100 to $200 per month in electricity, and benchmarks comparably to models 40 to 80 times its parameter count on standard evaluations. For equivalent 100 million token per month workloads, that compares to $1,000 to $3,000 per month at GPT-4 class API pricing. The Apache 2.0 license means immediate commercial deployment with no licensing negotiation. The final story this cycle resets a foundational assumption in software engineering, and the implications run directly into every CI/CD pipeline design decision you make this quarter. Mozilla published results from Anthropic's Mythos adversarial security system applied to Firefox 150. In a single release cycle, Mythos found 271 security vulnerabilities. Firefox is one of the most security-hardened open-source codebases in existence. It has active fuzzing, sandboxing, memory safety engineering, internal security teams, and a bug bounty program with years of history. The prior collaboration with Anthropic's Opus model found 22 security-sensitive bugs. That 12-fold increase in discovery rate is not incremental improvement. It is a capability phase transition. The strategic implication is this: a good human engineer reviewed this code has been the terminal trust anchor in software pipelines since commercial software existed. That anchor is now structurally insufficient, not because engineers are less capable, but because AI adversarial reviewers operate as autonomous threat researchers, forming hypotheses, generating test cases, reproducing vulnerabilities, and refining findings at a scale no human review process can match. The correct pipeline redesign is not to replace human reviewers with AI, it is a role inversion.
The human reviewer's function shifts from line-by-line implementation verification to meaning layer validation. Does this implementation honor product intent? Does the AI review evidence demonstrate adequate adversarial coverage? Are the system's promises to users preserved? The critical path work is pipeline modularization. If your terminal security reviewer stage is not modular, if swapping that role requires pipeline re-architecture, you need a 4 to 6 week refactoring sprint before any AI reviewer integration is possible. For teams under 50 engineers, invest in specification quality and evaluation framework design now and buy managed review services as they become available. For teams between 50 and 200 engineers, pursue Anthropic Enterprise Early Access and budget $150,000 to $300,000 in pipeline work as your primary year one AI engineering investment. For 200-plus engineers in regulated industries, begin partnership conversations with Anthropic immediately. Multiple analysts project Mythos class capability in accessible form by Q4 2026. The pipeline preparation is the constraint, not the technology. One operational planning note that your legal and communications teams need to hear before you initiate retrospective review on any production system. 271 vulnerabilities in a single cycle means your remediation processes will be overwhelmed. Establish triage protocols, severity classification, and dedicated remediation sprint capacity before you run this class of review on existing systems. Brief legal on disclosure implications first. The risk-opportunity pairing that should be on your board agenda this month is straightforward. The opportunity is a genuine step change in both what AI agents can do and what they cost to run. The risk is that the infrastructure designed for human users was never built to contain agents, and the Lilly incident is proof that the gap between those two realities is already being exploited. The organizations that move on agent credentialing, architecture, compute reservation, and pipeline modularization in the next 90 days will have built the foundation. The ones that wait will be rebuilding after an incident. Thank you for spending this time in the briefing. That's your Business Pragmatist Intelligence Update for today. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your CORE brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.